No. One small group of people cannot create a whole national psychosis. Just impossible. That Hitler couldn't have been Hitler unless a large numbers of Germans secretly felt the way he said his philosophy was conceived. In other words, you just don't create a whole image like that. It has to be there in the beginning. It's another one of the great dreams that Americans seem to have, more than most people, is this, that we can separate the governments of every nation that we don't like from the people. In other words, Khrushchev doesn't really represent the people of Russia, that the communist regime there is really not the Russian people. You know, it's this great illusion that we can separate the things that have come out of the people from the people themselves. That Hitler didn't represent all the Germans, no. That Castro does not represent the Cubans. Well, this is a questionable thesis. That Ed Sullivan and Jack Parr do not represent American taste. Oh, yes, they do. Of course they do. That the people we elect president represent our taste rather than our thinking. It's a matter of taste. It's a matter of disposition. And you can never separate what people do on a large scale from what they really secretly want. And television is the way it is because most people secretly want it this way, even though they protest loudly about it. And this is quite true of radio.